This is Nadia Anderson, AAA Manager of Federal Affairs, and welcome to the AAA Fuel Gauge Report for Monday, July 20th, 2015. Despite regional volatility, the national average price for regular unleaded gasoline has remained relatively stable over the past 30 days. Today's average price of $2.76 per gallon represents the lowest average for the state since 2010 and is down nearly a nickel per gallon compared to the 2015 peak price reached on June 15th. National pump prices have slowly pulled back from this peak, with averages down by 1 cent per gallon versus 1 week ago and 4 cents per gallon versus 1 month ago. The national average is 82 cents per gallon less than a year ago. The relatively stable national average continues to disguise volatility in select markets. Drivers in California are paying the highest averages since August 2014, largely due to imbalances between gasoline supply and demand. A lack of imports and the blending components used to make CARBOB, the state's mandated specialty fuel, are also reported to be dwindling, and retail averages are expected to remain high. Ongoing refinery problems, particularly at the ExxonMobil facility in Torrance, are also playing a significant role in California's gas prices. On the other end of the spectrum, averages in parts of the Great Lakes region are moving lower in dramatic fashion following the resolution of regional supply issues. California remains the nation's most expensive market for retail gasoline due to supply difficulties. Bi-weekly price comparisons show pump prices that have spiked 44 cents per gallon. However, prices have leveled off over the weekend and are down fractions of a penny since Friday. Regional neighbors Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Washington round out the top five most expensive markets for retail gasoline. Consumers in South Carolina and Alabama are paying the lowest prices at the pump, both discounted by nearly $1.50 per gallon compared to market leader California. Pump prices across much of the country have remained relatively stable week over week, with prices moving by plus or minus 3 cents in 25 states and Washington, D.C. Week comparisons reflect double-digit movements in a handful of states, though fluctuations are less dramatic than in previous price reports. Consumers in California and Minnesota have seen the largest price increases and are joined by 13 other states where the price has climbed higher over this same period. Pump prices have fallen in 35 states and Washington, D.C., with motorists in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan all saving 12 cents per gallon. Retail averages are down in 32 states and Washington, D.C. month over month, and 12 states are posting double-digit savings over that time. Motorists in Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois are experiencing the largest monthly discounts, and the price is down by a nickel or more per gallon in 30 states. Retail averages climbed higher in 18 states over the same period, and drivers in three states are paying a dime or more per gallon: California, Arizona, and Idaho. Significant yearly savings persist across the country, and with the exception of California, prices are down 50 cents or more in every state in Washington, D.C. Connecticut is the only state with an average price discounted by a dollar or more per gallon, and motorists in 42 states in Washington, D.C. are saving 75 cents or more at the pump. This week's trading session opened to news of falling oil rig counts in the U.S. and reports that Saudi Arabian oil exports fell to a five-month low this past May. Historically, either of these factors could have led to higher prices. However, neither factor has notably shifted market fundamentals today, as the lower rig count has been countered by reports that U.S. production remains high and lower Saudi Arabian oil exports have been attributed to higher gasoline production in that country rather than a decrease in oil production. Following the nuclear deal that was reached last week between Iran, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Germany, the prospects for Iranian crude oil to return to the global market also remains top of mind for market watchers. Iran is home to the world's fourth largest oil reserve, and prior to sanctions was one of OPEC's largest producers. Although the timeline for the possible return and at what quantity remains in question, downward pressure is expected to remain on global oil prices as a result of the news. At the close of Friday's formal trading on the NYMEX, WTI tested the $50 per barrel mark and closed down 2 cents at $50.89 per barrel. Motorists can find current gas prices along their route with the free AAA mobile app for iPhone, iPad, and Android. The app can also be used to map a route, find discounts, book a hotel, and access AAA roadside assistance. Learn more at AAA.com/mobile. This concludes the AAA Fuel Gauge Price Report for Monday, July 20th, 2015.